getting a little more specific, you have the, it's, okay, the hub and the spokes come out and fit into the...
The rim.
Okay, does the rim touch the ground?
No.
Okay, what part?
It's a tire. Okay. Steel tire.
Okay, have you ever heard the word valley or feller?
Filler.
What's that?
Filler, that's a filler. That filler goes around over the... The filler goes on top of the spokes, and then the steel tire goes around that. How many have I broke down?
Okay. And if you have a horse hitched up to a wagon, the traces are hooked to the...
Swingle tree.
Okay, and if you have two horses and each one has a swingle tree...
Hooked to a double tree.
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
He was hauling wood.
Okay. And suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a chain around it and I...
Snake it off.
Okay. Or another word you might use instead of snake.
Pull it off.
Or another word.
Think
the word drag.
Yeah, it is drag. Snake, pull,
okay. So using the word drag, you say, I tied a chain around it and I...
Well, the old-fashioned way would be, well, it dragged off.
Okay, what's that?
The old-fashioned way is snaked off.
Okay.
I thought that was really what you wanted.
Yeah. Okay, and you say, we have what? Quite a few logs out of the road. Using the word drag. We have...
I didn't understand the question.
Using the word drag,
yeah.
You say, we have...
Drag.
Go ahead.
Drag the logs off the road.
Okay. And the thing that you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
Yes, plows.
Okay. Can you tell me some of the different kinds of plows?
Well, there's a wing slap plow, slap wing plow, which is flat on the bottom. And then there's a disc plow. And then there's a solid plow. There's three plows I know of course there's
yeah.
more.
You ever heard of bull tongue?
Oh, that's after you get your garden broke and everything. Yeah, there's a bull tongue plow, but you don't break ground with it.
Okay, what about double shovel?
Yeah, you plow your gardens and fields with that.
Okay, and after you plow, then something that you use to break up the ground even finer with?
Well, that's called a disc.
Okay, another name for a disc, what?
It's a disc hire.
Okay. Are there any other kinds?
Well, there's different ways you can fix the ground. You can break it and drag it down and then disc it. Then it's ready for seeding.
Okay. And if you were going to saw some logs, you might have this X frame or A frame. Think. What do you call those?
Well, I don't really know what you call that. I'm honest with you. You put those logs, of course, you're talking about wood, you wouldn't put your logs up there, so.
Yeah, there's some X-shaped frame like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you lay them up in it?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call those. I never.
You see them around here, though?
Yeah, no, they don't see them around here. I see them in the south, all right.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you straighten your hair with a comb and a...
Brush.
Okay. And if you're using one of these, you said that you're going to wet your hair.
Comb it and brush it.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
Brush. I mean, strap.
Okay. And something you put in a revolver?
A pistol? Shells?
Yeah. Think of another word.
But is it something you put in a revolver?
Yeah.
It's shells.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of another word besides that.
Shots?
Yeah, I'm thinking of cartridge.
Cartridge, oh yeah. That's a shell.
Is that any different?
Well, the shell and the cartridge is the same thing in reality.
Okay, and this is something that children play on. It's a plank of wood and it's resting on a truss.
Seesaw.
Okay, and if you saw some children playing on this, you'd say that they were...
Seesawing.
Okay, and have you ever heard of taking a plank and fixing it at both ends and children jump up and down on it?
Yeah.